From Montreal, that was Privit, which means welcome, by the way. And that is from their second CD, Zaklekania, Remember Me. And the song was Nibezoris Polunochi, Northern Stars. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двамовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're listening on the radio via the live web stream or time-shifting via podcast, welcome. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Judy shares her recipe for a unique and delicious herring salad. Vasil Pavlovsky will join us with another cultural capsule, as well as Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa with her Chesnalevet Did You Know feature, and a rebroadcast of Irina's interview with Bill Shuch, who is the founder of the very popular YouTube channel YukTube. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up now is Kalabai from Edmonton from their CD Kalameka Casualties. And you will need your dancing boots for this number, so strap them on. Here's Kalabai now with Rozvivaysya Zelene Bayrache.
Завтра мороз буде, забирайся, молоде козаче, завтра погіб буде, забирайся, молоде козаче, завтра погіб буде. Я морозу, хай не боюся, зараз розіб'юся, я походу, хай не боюся, зараз уберуся. Походу, та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Ой, бігалки, галки чорнобілки, сідайте
дому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Полетіли, хай посідали, туман нарагає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, і малих пускає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, і малих пускає.
Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Дякую. пошли грают, грают и басуют, а у моих очах сизы сяпказуют, а у моих очах сизы сяпказуют.
And a quartet of lovely Lemko women who are now living in Toronto and call themselves Pete Oblachkom. And they've put out a CD by that same name. And that number you just heard was Zahrajte mi hushli, violin play for me. Up next is Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serdcia with an Ivasuk classic, Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue.
Мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ті черзіля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти, повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода сліки. Тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках, ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти, повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода в синіхі. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода в синіх хі.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hanenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Ukrainians are lavish entertainers, sparing no effort to prepare plenty of delectable food. The greater the variety of food served, the better the reputation. It is customary in Ukraine to offer the guests a drink. Usually it's the traditional Ukrainian mead, a well-aged honey cordial of rare excellence. Then comes a serving of appetizers known as zakuska. Translated into English, zakuska means a little bite, but often it's a meal in itself. The typical Ukrainian hostess considers it her duty to urge the guest to take more than a modest serving. Of course, when my husband and I visited Ukraine, I'm sure we ate every half an hour, and it did not matter whose house it was in or that we had just eaten not long ago. Still not sure where all the food comes from. In Ukraine, they have such small fridges. The table was always set with an array of foods and always an embroidered tablecloth. The appetizers were plentiful, such as ham, sausage, liver pate, cheeses, from smoked to sharp, dill pickles, pickled mushrooms, sauerkraut salad, and beet horseradish. They pride themselves on open-faced sandwiches, such as a bread spread with cream cheese, then dipped into red caviar, or topped with sliced cucumbers, sausage, and pomodoro. That's tomato for those who do not know the Ukrainian word. We ate tomatoes every day. They were so delicious. And they were all Roma tomatoes, at least the year I was there. In addition, we were served sweets made of puff pastry or yeast raised dough and torts of all kinds. And don't forget the banana nalesnika. Those would satisfy any woman's cravings with a sweet tooth. You have to love those evenings or afternoons just sitting and reminiscing about old times and enjoying one wonderful Ukrainian zakuska after another. Here's a recipe for herring salad. No self-respecting Ukrainian home would be caught without a jar or vat of homemade pickled herring. Of course, these days, it's quite okay to buy them in the supermarket. For this recipe, you will need 2 cups of pickled herring fillets, 1 cup cooked diced potatoes, 1 cup cooked diced beets, 1 tart apple, chopped, 1 dill pickle, chopped, 1 tablespoon chopped onion, pepper to taste, 1.5 cup of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 1 hard-cooked egg, sliced, parsley or scallions. Chop the herring fillets coarsely. Combine with the potatoes, beets, apple, pickle, and onions. Season with pepper. Mix the sour cream with the vinegar. Toss the salad ingredients lightly and gradually add the cream dressing. Garnish with egg slices and chopped parsley or scallions. Enjoy! До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Danenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada on the PCJ Media Network.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Yuri Kulchetsky, a Ukrainian Cossack, is a hero in Vienna? He is credited with a major role in saving Vienna and Europe from the Turkish invasion of 1683. It is also said that he was likely the first to open a cafe in Vienna and that he invented Viennese coffee and the croissant in the shape of the Turkish crescent. On a trip to Vienna last year, I found that Kulchetsky is a well-known personality in Vienna still. There's a street named in Kulchetsky's honor, it's Kulchetskygasse, and there's a statue. On Vienna city tours, the guides talk of Kulchetsky. And it seems that until a few years ago, the cafes in Vienna put a picture of Kulchetsky in their windows once a year to honor him. The Polish army is credited with saving Vienna, but the Cossacks made a significant contribution. And it's interesting that in a foreword to the publication Vidin 1683 Kozaki i Kulchetsky, published in Vienna, Patriarch Josef Slipei states that in 1684, the year after the battle, the Pope held a special service where thanks were given for, quote, the victory that the Cossacks achieved over the Turks and Tatars, close quote. There's quite a bit of information on the internet about the siege of Vienna in 1683 and about Kulchetsky, but under various spellings. In Wikipedia, you can search for Vienna and Kulchetsky. And the Kulchetsky spelled in Wikipedia is K-U-L-C-Z-Y-C-K-I. That's K-U-L-C-Z-Y-C-K-I. So if you look for Vienna Kulchetsky in Wikipedia, it's a fascinating topic.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. Winnipeg, that was Zofia Bilozor from her CD, Charivni Melodii, which means Enchanting Melodies. That was Oi Uhayu Predunayu, The Grove by the Danube River.
Thank you.
Bit of an engineered blast from the past. That is a very old song, as you can tell, done in a very old style, and it's from a CD called Forgotten Songs of Ukraine, and this is available on the Oregon Music website if you'd like a copy for yourself. They are quite delightful. Up next is Vasyl Pavlovsky with a cultural capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Unlike so many other persona I have featured in this segment, this week's feature is not a musician or a composer, but he made a substantial contribution to the development of journalism in modern and independent Ukraine, enjoyed the arts, and was a friend of mine. I met him prior to Ukraine's independence in the summer of 1990, and it was many years before I met up with him again after he returned to being politically active and joined the leadership of the For Truth Committee at its founding meeting on March 9, 2001. His family had relocated from the central Ukrainian city of Vinnytsia to Lviv, where he was born on May 13, 1963. In the spring of 1987, our persona graduated from the Lviv State University, now known as Ivan Franko University, as a philologist. Our persona was an extremely nationally conscious individual, and was involved in the founding of the Lion Society in 1987. A group of youth took an active role in the restoration of the monuments in the Luchakiv Cemetery. He was also later involved in the founding of the human rights group Memorial, named after Vasily Stus, as well as a member of the Association for the Ukrainian Language. In 1990, he was elected to Lviv Oblast Council in Ukraine's first democratic elections. In April of 1989, Oleksandr Krivenko founded Postol, extremely popular unsanctioned newspaper. He was also editor there until 1991. Prior to Ukraine's independence, Postol became Postpostol, and Krivenko became the editor once again, a post which he held until 1995. In the mid-90s, he dabbled in television and was even deputy press secretary in the Lazarenko government. From 1998 to 99, he was head of the news department at 1+1 Television, and then moved on to be editor-in-chief of a weekly news magazine called Politics and Culture. In 2001, he became president of the journalists' NGO, Charter 4, which vociferously defended press freedoms in Ukraine, and conducted hundreds of workshops for the development of young journalists in the regions of Ukraine. It was during this period that Oleksandr Krivenko spawned the idea of public radio, based on the talk radio model. In the spring of 2002, he tried to launch the project. However, under the Kuchma regime, the station was never able to receive a broadcast license, so Oleksandr took the program to the internet. Oleksandr Krivenko was a consummate journalist, but he was also a lover of the arts, both traditional and contemporary. On April 9, 2003, Oleksandr Krivenko died tragically in a car accident. I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Oleksandr Krivenko.
Oh, чубарики, калина, калина, калина. Чубарики, чопчики, калина, там дівчина ходила, там дівчина ходила, ходила, ходила. Чубарики, чопчики, ходила, ходила, ходила. Чубарики, чопчики, ходила, цвіт калини ламала, цвіт калини ламала, ламала, ламала. Чубарики, чопчики, ламала, ламала, ламала. Чубарики, чопчики, ламала. Ламала, та в бучечки складала, та в бучечки складала, 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 чубарики, чопчики складала, 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 чубарики, чопчики складала, та й на хлопців моргала, та й на хлопців моргала, 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 чубарики, чопчики моргала, моргала, моргала. Чубарики, чопчики, моргала. Ого-го-го-го-го-й! Йо-го-го-го-го-й! Хоу! Хоу! Либи-диби-дай-диби-диби-ди! Калина, 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 чубарики, чубчики, калина, 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 чубарики, чубчики, калина, 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 чубарики, чубчики, калина, 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 калина.
And that was Mandrev from Ukraine from a CD recorded a few years back now. And it is Legenda pro Ivanka ta Odarku, The Legend of John and Audrey. And despite the kind of odd title, especially the English translation, it is every single track on this CD is one of a genre that I really wish had been more become more prevalent in Ukraine in the years since this was recorded. Just a fabulous sound, a unique, distinctive sound, and hope there will be more coming out like it in the near future. That number was Kalina, which is the Guelder Rose. Up next, not a quartet, it's a whole bevy of girls, and they are called Ukrainochka, and again, another group that symbolizes the wonderful music that Ukraine produces, and this is from a CD called Bohenya Kohanya, Bohenya Krasa, which means goddess of beauty, goddess of love, goddess of love, goddess of beauty, and this number is a Ukrainianized version of a very traditional American folk song. You'll recognize it. Here they are now. Ukrainochka with Oytam Nahori.
Зелена рожа, білий цвіт, а під горою
Now, Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa, in discussion with the founder of YukTube.
I've been wondering how many of our listeners are familiar with YukTube. You likely know YouTube, but have you discovered YukTube yet? That's UKETube. If you haven't been on YukTube yet, you may want to check it out to see what you've been missing. The person behind YukTube, its creator, is William Shuch. And he's on the line with me from Toronto. Vasil, welcome to the Ukrainian Hour.
Thanks for having me here. Great to be here.
So, Bill, would you tell our listeners about YukTube? When and why you created it? What is it?
YukTube is a Ukrainian video channel that I set up on YouTube, which is the top 10 video website on the internet. Mm-hmm. It was set up about 2007. But it wasn't really until 2009 that I put my back into it and started recording and taping a lot of, and posting, cutting and editing, posting a lot of Ukrainian videos from events in the Toronto area. Mm-hmm. And it's been a bit addictive since the Toronto Festival and lots of different bands, lots of different events that I thought people would like to see mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's been pretty good in terms of the response and the number of views that I've received.
Mm-hmm, great. Now, you've got a Ukrainian video group on YukTube. What is that?
Yeah, so the channel that I have on YukTube is the YouTube channel where I post Ukrainian videos. But the channels tend to be more of a one-way street, sort of like a commercial one-way. And I thought it would be much more interesting if I set up a group outside mm-hmm. of my channel. Again, it's just called YukTube Ukrainian Video Group, where other Ukrainians on YouTube could share all of their Ukrainian videos mm-hmm. with other Ukrainians.
So they can post their videos?
Yeah. So the group is actually even much larger than my channel. My channel has about 600 people, but the channel has over 1,000 members. And I think
the video group?
Yeah, the group, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's about 13,000 Ukrainian videos. So
12,000 videos?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So it makes it much more interesting in terms of sharing and getting a little bit more broader exposure mm-hmm. and even a bigger audience for sharing your videos with other Ukrainians on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of performances might we see on YouTube?
There are, I don't even know where to begin. I try to tape as many bands as possible, mm-hmm. And like Malankas and Zabavas. Mm-hmm. It'd be bands like Zurada from Winnipeg mm-hmm. or Ifira from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Haidamake or Kahoot?
Yeah, Haidamake as well, Tarash Chubai from mm-hmm. Plac Yereme. Mm-hmm. And just recently I taped a Buri Zabava with Rankuhut and Buria. Mm-hmm. And even more recently, just this past weekend, I taped Ihor Pachinsky and Rankuhut doing a comedy skit for mm-hmm. an upcoming comedy cabaret they're having here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff from the entertainment and music scene here, mm-hmm. but a big weakness that I have is also from the academic side and scholarship, and well, I tape a lot of writers, authors, mm-hmm. book launches, public discussions, roundtable forums dedicated to contemporary Ukrainian events. I think I miss mm-hmm. that side of school or university, mm-hmm. so it's great to see these professors and writers and thinkers.
Well, that's a wonderful resource.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty about it is that you don't have to be at a certain time at a certain place for a one-time event. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's some lecture downtown, or you have to sit in front of your television at, you know, 6 o'clock on Saturday evening or something to catch something.
Yeah.
You can watch it on demand anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can watch it mobily on your BlackBerry or your iPhone, and you can watch it as many times as you want. It's free, and hopefully more Ukrainians will share that vision that if we can get a much broader exposure to good quality Ukrainian content and share that online with Ukrainians, not just on YouTube, but everywhere around the world, I think Ukrainian culture will be a lot better off for it.
That's great. Now, you also host fan groups for performers.
Yeah, sort of going back to your original question, is like, why did I set up YouTube? I work in web marketing and web business development, and web video is a very natural component that is essential for that. But I also set up these groups on Facebook on various different entities. So, like, one is like Ukrainian Tattoo. I discovered that there are a lot of Ukrainians with Ukrainian tattoos, and I thought it would be interesting to see if they would be interested in sharing their stories and photos of tattoos. There's Ukrainska Kukhnya that has 700-800 members. The tattoo group has over 1,100 members. There are a lot of different fan groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those groups are created, and I try to seed them with content from shows that I shoot for YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Now, can anyone join the Ukrainian video group? And
oh yeah, it's open. It's absolutely free. You just create a channel on YouTube. You just join. You create your own account, and you can add your own videos if you have videos to share.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want to watch and observe videos anytime, any place, you don't even need to join YouTube. You just go there and just, you know, actually just type in Ukrainian videos or type in YouTube in your search field on Google, and the link appears near the top of the search results. So,
Well, that's great. Now, you've posted our Did You Know iAudio items from our Ottawa Ukrainian Hour on YouTube.
Guilty.
And it's been wonderful to see that these have been accessed by Internet users around the world.
There's a beautiful example of transferring content from one medium, radio, and that you can extend the shelf life of all of the really good content that you have on your program, and again, it's right across the world. You have your own website, but I think it's great to have it on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's marvelous that a service such as YouTube exists, and all the best to you, Bill. Na все добре.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with William Schuch, the creator of YouTube. To find YouTube on the internet, just Google YouTube, UKETube, one word. And a reminder that you can find Did You Know items from our previous shows on YouTube.
You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. Meet new Ukrainian singles online at www.strilka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strilka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strilka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strilka.tv. That's STRILKA.TV.
Ой, Марічка, чи чері, чи чері, чи чері, розчишими кучері, 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 розчишими кучері, кучері, кучері. Я би
тобі чесала, чесала, чесала.
Коби мати не знала, не знала, не знала. Коби мати не знала, не знала, не знала.
Мати буде дивитися, будешся дивити.
Я все буду ганьбити, будуся ганьбити. Я все буду ганьбити, будуся ганьбити.
Марічко, люблю тя, люблю тя.
Заріж мені когуття, когуття, когуття. Заріж мені когуття, когуття, когуття.
Ой, Марічко, чичері, чичері, чичері.
Розчиши ми кучері, кучері, кучері. Розчиши ми кучері, кучері, кучері.
That was Anatoly Rudenko with the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv and a song about a girl called Marichko. And the song, Oi, Marichko. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holas, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holas and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holas website, which is nashholas.com, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Хто в своєму житті книжок не читав і не читає, той дуже мало знання має. And our Ukrainian words of wisdom translate as, whoever reads little, learns little. Well, that about wraps things up. So to take us to the end of our program, we have the Ukrainian connection from Saskatchewan with Sal's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holas and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!